medium of payment. According to Section 6 of the Act, the employer may be obtaining the written authorization of an employed person, pay him the wages either by check or by crediting the wages directly in his bank account, which is given by the hospital employee. Deduction of the wages. Deduction from the wages of an employed person referred to Section 7 may be due to following consideration. Deduction of fines. Fines may be deducted which are imposed on an employed person for act or omission of the part of employed person which the employer may have specified by the notice of the approval of state government. For example, fines are deducted for gross negligence in hospital staff which is committed by them while on duty. For example, gross negligence of ICU staff, suction machine becomes irreparable and some amount of monetary deduction is made from the salary of ICU deduction staff. Deduction may be made on account of unauthorized absence of an employed person from the duty, from the place where the terms and condition of his employment or he is required to work. The absence may be for whole or part of the period during which he is required to work. But the ratio between the amount of such deductions and wage payable shall not exceed the ratio between the period of absence and the period within the such wage period. For example, hospital staff is unauthorized absent from his duty. So, medical superintendent can pass order for deduction of some amount of salary from that particular staff's monthly wages or the case of LWPs, that is leave without pay. The deduction of or for the damage or loss should not exceed the amount of damage or loss caused to the employer by neglecting or defaulting the employer's person. For example, the cost of bladder washing syringe which is broken by the ward sister is Rs. 200. Then the medical superintendent cannot pass the order of reduction of Rs. 400 as it will be more than the actual price of the particular syringe. Deduction of the house accommodation and such amenities and the services supplied to the employer has to be authorized by the state government. So, if the accommodation is provided to the hospital employee, then the deduction component will be licensing fee of the accommodation, electric surcharges and bill for the water surcharges. Deduction of recovery of advance. Recovery of advance of money given to the employer and after employment shall be deducted as per the conditions of the state government. Deduction for the adjustment of overpayment of wages can also be made. These deductions include deductions for festival advance, deduction for house building advances, deduction for advances taken from LIC, deduction for car purchase advance, or deduction for computer advance. Deductions for the loans granted for house building or other purpose and the interest due to in respect of that should subject to any rules made by state government and thereof. Loans are issued by the department and privatized and nationalized banks only. Deduction for the payment of cooperative societies and insurance scheme. This deduction shall include deduction for the payment to cooperative society and scheme if insurance. Like deduction can be employed linked to insurance scheme, deduction of employee linked health insurance, or deduction leads to mediclaims or any other things. Other deductions. Deduction of income tax payable by employed person. Deduction required to be made by order of the court or any competent authority. Deductions of payment to cooperative societies. Deductions of advance for any provisional fund such as CPF, BPF, GPF. Deductions for the payment of premium of health insurance or with the authorization of employee, a contribution to Prime Minister's Relief Fund or any other fund which has to be specified by the central government to which person who gives the donation gets the income tax rebate under ATCs. The total amount of deduction which may be under such heads in the wage period would be from the employed person shall not exceed 75% of his wages. For example, minimum deduction in VPF component cannot be more than one's basic for that particular month. Maintenance of register and records. Every employer, whether government or private hospital or nursing home, shall maintain a register record giving the following particulars of the person employed with him. The work performed by them, that is duty roster of various categories of the hospital employees. The wages paid to them, usually maintained by the payroll section in the hospital premises. Deduction made by them For the wages, PF section under finance department, leave section usually under the time office, which is under personal department. Income tax deduction under finance department. The receipt given to them like salary payment receipt, medical reimbursement receipt, fuel bill receipt, receipt for reimbursement of telephone bills, etc. The registers and records shall be in form as prescribed. They shall be preserved for a period of at least 3 years after the date of last entry made by them. Penalty for not paying on time. Penalty can be imposed for delaying the payment of wages within the prescribed period and making unauthorized deduction. Whoever been responsible for the payment of wages to an employer delays the payment of wages within the period laid down by the Act or makes unauthorized deduction shall be punishable with a fine which shall not be less than 200, to which may extend to 1000. The penalty for not paying wages on a working day or in current coin or not recording fines is or not displaying the Act of abstraction. Not paying the wages on working day or not paying the wages in current coin or currency or both, or not recording the fines or amount of realized of damage or loss in register, or not displaying the notice of abstract in the Act and rule are also offense punishable within the fine, which may extend up to 500 rupees for each offense. Penalty for not maintaining the records or a failure to maintain records would be punishable offense with the fine not less than 200 rupees and which may extend up to 1000 rupees. Amendments in the Payments of Wages Act came to effect on December 28, 2016. Payment to the employees by check crediting in the employees' bank account. Removed the required written authorization of written authorization to pay wages by check or bank account. Extend the applicability of the Act to earning up to 24,000 per month. And the Act is also extended to Goa, Daman, Diu, Dadra Nagar Haveli, Pondicherry and Lakshadweep. Introduction to the Payment of the Bonus Act came to force in 1965. This Bonus Act came to force in 1965 with the objective to maintain peace between labor and the capital. To maintain harmony between labor and the capital, and by allowing the employees in recognition of their rights to share the prosperity of the establishment. The term bonus is not defined in the Payment of the Bonus Act. The Webster Dictionary defines bonus as something given in addition to what is ordinarily received by or strictly due to the recipient. The scheme of the Act is three-dimensional. First, to provide principle of the payment bonus according to the prescribed formula. Second, to provide payment of the minimum and maximum bonus and linking the payment bonus with some scheme of set-off or set-on amount. Third, to provide the machinery for enforcement of liability of the payment of the bonus. The following fact regarding bonus as per the Payment Bonus Act is correct. Minimum bonus of 8.33% of the wage or salary of an employee. Bonus is payable irrespective of the fact whether the establishment has made profit or loss. Bonus is no longer linked with production and profitability. Bonus is not a congenital liability. In relation to an employee, be in a company which has not been made arrangement under Income Tax Section 1961 for the declaration of the payment of India by the dividend payout, the income tax percentage available to the surplus of an accounting year. According to the income tax percentage of the available surplus, which corporate hospital makes, must be shared with the employee as per the Payment Wages Act. In any other cases, 60% of the available surplus, the applicable surplus is the worker's share applicable to the defined section in as per defined section in 2. Every hospital employee shall be entitled to pay by hospital owner or trustee in accounting year a bonus in accordance to the provision of the Act, provided he has worked in the establishment not less than 30 working days in that year. Where an employee has not worked for all working days in accounting year, the bonus payable to him under Section 10 shall be proportionately reduced. So the minimum number of days a hospital employee has to work in order to get bonus as per the provision of Payment of Bonus Act is 30 days. The Act has been laid down detailed procedure for calculating the amount of bonus payable by the employees. First of all, gross profit is calculated as per first, second schedule. From his gross profit, the sum deductible under section 6 are deductible. To this figure, we add sum equal to the difference between direct tax calculated on the gross profit of the previous year and direct tax calculated on gross profit arrived at that after deducting the bonus paid or payable to the employees. The figure so arrived will be available surplus. Of this surplus, 67% in case of company and 60% in others would be considered as the applicable surplus, which is the amount available for the payment of bonus to the employee. The details of such calculations are given below. The computation of the gross profits for accounting year for the purpose of the bonus is the first step. It is calculated according to Section 4 of the Act. The starting point of the computation of the gross profit is the net profit as shown in the profit and loss after making unusual necessary provisions. The next step is determining the gross profit in manner discussed above is the determining available surplus. The available surplus in respect of accounting year shall be gross profit of that year. And after deducting there, the sum refers to Section 6. The amount which remains after deducting the above sums from the gross profit is available surplus as described as bonus. Of this available surplus, 67% in the case of a company and 60% in case of others shall be considered as allocable surplus, which is amount applicable for the payment of the bonus to the employee. Calculation of the gross profit, gross net profit, calculation of the available surplus and calculation of the allocable surplus is the calculation given by the Act in 1965. Allocable surplus. After determining the available surplus, the employee share known as applicable surplus to be determined. The amount of bonus, the bonus formula is evaluated in the Act provided by the payment of the minimum and maximum bonus to the employee in accounting year. Minimum bonus is 8.33% of the salary or wage earned by the employee during accounting year or rupees 100, which is higher. Even if the employer suffers losses during the accounting year, he is bound to pay minimum bonus as prescribed by Section 10. Maximum bonus. The bonus is a higher rate than the minimum rate is only payable only when the allocable surplus is particularly in a particular year exceeds the amount of minimum bonus payable to the employer. In such cases, the employer shall be bound to pay every employee in the accounting year a bonus which shall be amounting to the proportion to the salary or wage earned by the employee to maximum of 20% of the sub-salary. In commuting or allocable surplus, the amount set on or set off under the provision shall be taken into account in accordance with the provision of the sections. Calculation of bonus with respect to certain employees. When the salary or wage of an employee exceeds 1,600 per month, the bonus payable to such employee under Section 10 or the case maybe under Section 11 will be calculated as if his salary or wage were 1,600 per month. What exactly is allocable surplus set on and set off? The applicable surplus paid for the bonus for the relevant accounting year is aided at taking in the accounting figures of set on and set off in the previous year. The rules related to set on and set off are allocable as under. For set on, where allocable surplus for accounting year exceeds the amount of maximum bonus payable to the employee under the establishment is subject to an excess of allocable surplus available to them. The subject to limit to 20% of the total salary or the wages of the employee in the establishment in that accounting year shall be carried forward to bring the set on succeeding accounting year. So, on up to the inclusive year or the forthcoming year. This excess amount which has been carried forward shall be utilized for the purpose of payment of bonus in manner of illustration of fourth schedule. Set off, where for an accounting year there is no allocable surplus or allocable surplus in respect to the year's fall. The amount of minimum bonus payable to the employees in under this section, there is no amount specified amount to be carried forward. So the set down on which it will be utilized for the purpose of payment of minimum bonus, then such minimum amount of or deficiency as the case may be shall be taken into consideration. and bringing in the set-off amount into succeeding year, so that up to an inclusive forthcoming year, there would be illustrated amount which could create an applicable surplus and a set-off amount could be scheduled. The fourth illustration method of calculation of allocable surplus, this distribution are distribution and set-off amount variable to it. According to the amount calculated for the year, the amount equal to 60 or 65%, there might be a different kind of surplus allocated. According to the maximum bonus to which employees are entitled to be paid, 20% of the annual salary of the wage of employees, which would be around 2,50,000. Or time payment, time limit for the payment of the bonus. All amount payable to the hospital employees by the way of bonus under the Act shall be paid in cash by this employer, that is owner of the hospital, within the period of 8th month from the closing of the accounting year. The payment of the bonus by doing case study and discussing the issues related to different vehicle categories, whether bonus is payable on back wages. On the issue of High Court, differ their opinion. As per the decision of Madras High Court, the case of bonus is based on the principle of labor and management jointly contributing to the earning profit. But when workers had not been actually in service and have made contribution to the profit, employers will not be entitled to the bonus. Whether bonus is payable to the apprentice, probationers, part-timers and on commission basis employees, the definition is that the definition of the employees of the payment of the only excludes the scope of the term of employee as an apprentice. Therefore, apprentice shall not be eligible for the bonus, but probationer and part-timer employees shall be eligible for the bonus according to the Payment of the Bonus Act. Probation bonus, if claimed by the sales staff. If the workers of the company are employed in the factory representing a union which is existing for 15 years, there is an elaborate bonus scheme which, under which the workers engaged in the production are entitled for the production bonus. In the factory, there also exists a sales manager. Since the production-based bonus has already been paid to the workers engaged in production, the staff members of the sales department were never paid production bonus. The staff members who are members of another union this time have put a demand for production bonus. The management registered their claim mainly on the ground that they are not been engaged in production. How can they demand production bonus, which is meant exclusive for the workers engaged in the production? Sales staff justified the demanding production meant for the workers engaged in production, and Honorable Court actually made a decision with a benefitory bonus giving to sales staff for their demands. As the sales increased, so the production increased. The amendment to the Payment of the Bonus Act, the amendment came in light in April 1st on 2014. The eligibility limit for the bonus is increased from 10,000 to 21,000 per month. This means more employees are eligible for bonus. Minimum and maximum bonus is 8.33 and maximum is 20% respectively. Act applies to the factories establishment employing 20 or more people. It is applicable to all over India and it is a central act. This act is provided by fixing minimum wages to certain employees. So that's how we postulates how exactly the minimum wages act varies to the employees from living into minority or probably giving into minimum wages, how exactly they are being targeted and how exactly the employees are being given justified their wages according to the act. Based on that act, we are also formulating how exactly the minimum wages and the bonus is being calculated for a certain part. Payment of Wages Act, which was passed in 1936, the objective of this act was to ensure regular timely payment of wages to the employed person to prevent unauthorized deduction being made from wages and arbitral fines which was being imposed on the employed person. The payment of bonus, which was coming into force in 1965, it was the objective to maintain peace, harmony, labor and capital by allowing employees in recognition of their right and share prosperity with their employment. Every employee shall be entitled to be paid by this employee in accounting year bonus in accordance to the provision of the Act. where an employee has not worked for the working days in accordance to the accounting year, the bonus payable to him would be under Section 10, which shall be proportionately reduced. Thank you.